Wisconsin, about half a length on California. Wisconsin's still rolling very high. Wisconsin, I've still got it 38. It's California by a couple of seats on Washington, half a length then back to Brown, and another half length back to Oregon State. 600 meters into the race, and Cornell has open water. Cornell, open water over Wisconsin. California and Washington, both nudging up on Wisco. Those three boats are all within a couple of seats. And the Brown boat over in lane one, also coming up. So that's a four-boat race for second place right now, with Oregon State about a length behind. As we approach the boathouse, 800 meters gone, Cornell has nearly a half a length of open water, and they have not stopped pouring it on. This second 500 has been a real gut shot to the rest of this field. Cornell at 34, Wisconsin and Cal, very close for second place. It's Brown and Washington, a third of a length behind Wisco and Cal, and then about a length back to Oregon State. So, approaching the 1,000, it looks like Cornell is trying to use the same thing they did yesterday in the semifinal. At 34 and a half strokes a minute, they're crossing halfway with about a half a length of open water over Wisconsin, which has regained second, and then a three-way fight, Cal, Washington, and Brown, for the bronze medal. Turning you over to Fred Schott for the second half.
Okay, Bob, Cornell has decided this is just going to be their race today. They attacked it from stroke one. They were fearless in the second 500 and then got themselves a very comfortable lead. Wisconsin's running in second right now, about a half a length of open water behind. And then it's going to be Brown over to Cal, just a couple seats apart, and Washington two seats back on those two crews. Washington's still looking like they're rowing within themselves, but they've got to turn on the gas if they're going to catch up. Over in lane six then, Oregon State about just a splash of open behind Washington. Middle of the third 500, Cal at 34. Wisconsin's got the only real chance right now of catching Cornell. They're just about a quarter length open down. You know, unless Cornell spins themselves out of the energy, they've got a comfortable enough lead to fend off this field. Wisco 37 is definitely trying to catch them, trying to reel them in. Bowload and Coxins can see the crew ahead of them with no issues of confusion, and it's the two red shirts marching down the center of the course here. Cornell looks terrific. They really attacked it, and they just are taking advantage of this slight tail breeze. And they will cross the 500-meter mark to go first. They're about a splash, quarter length open. Washington now is starting to make a move, but wow, I would have started that about at the 1,000-meter pole. Washington now cutting into the Wisconsin lead, and it's down to half a length.
Six, five.
Brown at 36 here on the inside. Brown at 36, Washington 35. Cornell still, not giving any ground up. The field is coming back on Wisconsin, and Washington could challenge for silver, but no one's going to catch Cornell at this point. 30 strokes to go. Cornell, which hasn't wavered the entire way, open water over Wisconsin. Washington seems to have made a move there at the beginning of the 500 to go, but has not been able to sustain that. So Cornell, 38 now, they're going up and looking good. 20 strokes to go for Cornell. Wisconsin is slowing just a bit, and Washington's coming on, but I think Wisconsin's good for silver. Washington bronze, Brown will be fourth, Cal fifth, and Oregon State sixth. Washington 38, and Cornell is your winner, the big red. Wisconsin will be second, Washington third, Brown likely fourth, Cal fifth, Oregon State sixth. Over from the boat.